the Eilish Mois B'nei Yisrael in Zohar states the Eile is Gematria 42. It's Meramez on the Shechina, the shame of Membeis Oisiyos, that the Shechina also went into the Golas. Bemis state over, that's the Vav. What's the Vav Moisif? The Vav that the Rabbi Nishlam was also into the Golas. And that's the Membeis. The Sfarim talk about the fact that after starting from these weeks, the weeks of Shoivavim, is Rosh Hatevis, Shmois, Eboi B'Shalach, Troy Mishpatim, Shoivavim, is a Shuvu Banim Shoivavim, it's a bizarre time for Shuva. It's something that was brought only in the later Achroinim, brought down this concept, because the Doyer Yosem that we have, it's Vaisla is not enough. El, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah, Zayis Chanukah, you need Shoivavim. And there's 42, the Eile is 42 days in Shoivavim, in the 6 weeks of Shoivavim, it's 42 days, and if you do with the Yomim and the Leilois, so that's double, that's already 84, and that's what is the Bechina of Pei Dalid Taniyois, which of course, Da, is also Gematria 84, and that's Yedua. The Eile Shmois, it's connected, and it's a Hoysof on Sefer Bereshis. Sefer Bereshis is the Sefer HaYetzira. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer HaTzmicha. Sefer Bereshis is the Sefer of the Ovois. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of the Vonim. Sefer Shmois is when it's Yoytzeh the Koyach El HaKoyel. It's Mavur. At the beginning of Bereshis, it says the word Oyer 5 times. And the Medrash in Bereshis Rabba says that it's Keneged the 5 Chamishachum Shei Torah. And the first two is Vayomer Elikim Yehi Oyer. That's Bereshis. Vayehi Oyer. That's Shmois. They say Shmois is bringing Mikoyach El HaKoyel. We finish with the Maisa of Siman Levonim of Yehi Oyer. And it's Bog Moisif Vayehi Oyer. Now that process. And the first Inyan, it's called Parshas Shmois. Shmois is the names. The Parsha starts with the names of the Shvatim. Behemshech talks about the name of Yom Shal Yisrael. The name is Moshe Rabbeinu. Then later it talks about the Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh Shmi v'zeh Zichri. Eya Asher Eya. It's HaKadosh Magala, his shame. And B'chlal, it's Shmois B'nei Yisrael. Yisrael is also, it's Klal Yisrael. Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisiyas LaTorah. That everyone's shame is Munach in the Torah, and the Shmois Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Munach in the Torah. That's all the Eile Shmois. The Eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael Habo'im Mitzrayim, and the Shem writes, Avad HaChazal tell us that it was Shalashinu Levusham Shmoisam L'Shoinam, but it was because Habo'im Mitzrayim, and they felt that they just got there. You know, sometimes when you feel too calm in the Golas, that's good for when Taka, the Golas went into you. You're in the Golas because the Golas went into you. When you're Margish that you're Habo'im Mitzrayim, but we just got here, I'm a fremda, I don't belong here really, we're in Golas, you feel that you're, that's good for the school of what keeps you out of the Golas. The Chidor writes, Avoye Mitzrayim, he says, Mitzrayim, it doesn't say Mitzrayim, it says Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is referring to Goshen. Mitzrayim is Gematria Shechina. 385 is Gematria Shechina. To say, it wasn't Stam in Mitzrayim. They were going Mitzrayim to a specific place where there is Hashras Shechina there. The Eile Shmois, the Balaturim writes, the Eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael, the Balaturim gives a Rosh HaTevis. The Eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael is V'om Asher Loimid HaParsha Shmois Shnayim Mikro Ve'echa Targum, and it continues, B'nei Yisrael is B'koil Noim Yoshir. So it's a school for Arichas Yomim Yichya Shonim Rabbis Arvoilam. That's the Rosh HaTevis Yisrael, and that's a smach from the Gemara in Brachas Tavches Kala Messiah and Parsha Yosef and Matzibur, Marichin Lo Yom Avushnoisov. That's the Makar. Marichin Lo Yom Avushnoisov. It's interesting, the Levush brings down a similar remez, but he says the Rosh HaTevis is, V'chayiv Odom Loimard HaParsha, Shnayim Rekam Erot Harabim. He says, Lashem Chiyuv. Balaturim doesn't say it, he says the Skula. V'odom Asher Loimid, he's Yich Yeshonim, but it's not that it's the Chiyuv. It's interesting, the Torah also, in Sefer Reish Pei Hei, when he brings the din of Shnayim Mikri, he doesn't bring the Lashon Chiv. Tzarech Lizor. The Gemara's Lashon is La'olam Yashlam Adam. The Levush says, Takav Lashon Chiv. You have to know, Is it a chiyuv? Is it a deraisa? Is it a derabbanan? Is it a smachta? What's the gedder of this bint a simcha? Fernando. So the shvatim were all coming down from Mitzrayim. The Yosef ha'yid of Mitzrayim. Zag Rashi. Leviach ha'tzitkasi shel Yosef. Hu Yosef ha'roye es tzayin aviv. Hu Yosef shehayiv in Mitzrayim. V'nasa melach. V'omad b'tzitkoi. The same Yosef. Over in Ali Shur, in Chelek Aleph, he talks about the Mila of Seder. But he touches up, he says, the Mila of Seder is, he says, life always throws at a person different challenges and different things that he has to confront. And not everything is always a smooth journey. When someone has Seder, Seder means that he keeps to his Seder, he keeps firm, stability, decisiveness, the whole time. He doesn't budge. That's who Yosef, even if he's in the faith, not exactly what he's expecting. No, he was learning by his father's yeshiva, Shvas Reshona. It's a different matzav. Now he's thrown into a totally different scenario. It's the same Yosef. Only someone who has gvaldika koyach in the mind there can withstand that. And he writes, Ashrei Adam that's able to go through his entire life with cholat kufis. Because everyone's life has different kufis, different better tkufis, worse tkufis, different tkufis, rainy days, sunny days, all different kinds. Over the someone that has the mile of say there is able to be Yosef Hayyim Mitzrayim. And that's the koyach of Yosef Taka. Here's once, from the Vision Sereba, he said, Friedrich of Vision Sereba, Friedrich once, he said that in Eretz Yisrael there's a shprach, people say, the Chiloyim also say, Hakol B'Seder. So he said, they don't realize, he was talking about Pesach, he's Mitzrayim, and he said, they don't realize, Hakol B'Seder, everything, the Leila Seder, what you can get, everything is there, the Koiches and the Yecholus and the Schusim that a person can get from Leila Seder, Hakol B'Seder, everything's in the Seder. Efshe comes out of the undergang based on this Ravolba, Hakol B'Seder, everything that a person's Matzliach is if he keeps talking with his Seder. I'm not just talking Seder, Allah Seder, Vayi Seder, Gimel. I'm talking about the Seder. A person's life, if he's Mesuder, that whatever different things get thrown at him, he keeps and doesn't budge to the plan that he's doing. Well, the emes is, it's about the Oslo Seder. The Hainu, I always say over, there's a Vard, it says in Baba Basra, that Eoif, the Brunchland told the Satan could do anything to Eoif, cause him all kinds of Yisurim, kill out his family, take all his money away, Yisurei Guf, Yisurei Nefesh, everything you could do to him to be made him b'nisoyin. However, Lamaisa, he didn't take his friends away. He had three friends. And the Gemara explains, because Oicha Brusa Oi Mesusa, that the Satan was told he could do everything but him, Rak Mavis now. To take away those friends, that would already be Mavis. Oicha Brusa Oi Mesusa. So that's why he couldn't take it away. So my Solomon's asking me, so why three friends? You can leave him with one friend. The Satan's getting to kill his wife, his kids, his money, everything. Yisurim. What's three friends? Three chavrusas. Seder Aleph, Seder Beis, Seder Gimel. If you're missing one, Oy chavrusa Oy Masusa. That's also Oy chavrusa Oy Masusa. Adoy Shtey, Adoy Menech is the boy from the thing. That's the Yisoy of Seder. Bam Yomas Yoyseif, V'cholecha V'choladora Hu, the Maseder, Rashbam, the Sporna, Kol Adora Hu means the Shivim Nefesh, not just the Shvatim, but the entire Shivim Nefesh were Nifter. Frekam Yeshua Lei Diskin, that Chosha not true. If you make a cheshbon of the Shivim Nafesh, Serach Bas Osher Shivim Nafesh, she didn't die, she was by the Yitzias Mitzrayim. He brings a medrash that Shol Ben Aknanis, there's a medrash that Ephraim was still alive. And he asks from four or five of them, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer Time of the Crow, makes the Kasha Mosher, he finds all kind of midrashim, like about half the Shivim Nafesh was still there. There's the Yalkin in Parshas Baloisra that gives the name of the Shivim Zakenim. 14 of the Shivim Nefesh were from the Shivim Zakenim. For now, it's schwer to learn that the Choy La'Doira, who goes on the Shivim Skeinim? As I frekti, Vlad Shver. The Paroi comes, he wants to find an Eitzah. Havin is Chakam Aloi. The Gemara says in Soita, by this Eitzah, Shloisha Hoi Boise Eitzah. Bilam, Eoi, Ben Yisroi. Those were the three people that were giving Paroi the Eitzah. Bilam, Shi Yoat. Bilam gave the Eitzah Ra to try to shepherd the Yidin. So he was Nerag. Eoi, Sheshosak, quiet. Nidin be Yisurim. Yisroi, Sheborach, Zachum, Ibn Ebonov. She yashlo v'lishis hagodes. Yisroi ran away. So first of all, on Bilam Rashi the stira, the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf kuvav that darshan the pasuk. An she domim umirma lo yechetsu yemeya is a makar that Bilam only lived 33 years. Left half of 70. A life. Kishivim Shana. Bilam is like, yes, to Yemei, he died at the age of 33. So Bilam was this kaisen that Balak had hired near the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. That must have been a young guy who was born after he had left the Torah. He died at the age of 33. Zok the Rashi and the Rishonim explain here. It's not like this Chazal. This Chazal is saying that Bilam was one of the three people by the Eitzah. The Emes says there are makaris that Bilam was the son of Lavan. And the makar and Tavim Yonison in one earth that Bilam is Lavan. Fascinating thing. Bilam is coming to shelter his Klal Yisrael. He's Unser El Tzvezei. That Lavan is the Chiyankim's Yankiv Avinu Shver. That is Bilam, one of the son of Bilam. But here you have Mamash Mikatz Lakatz, if Bilam was this younger person or not. On the other hand, it says, Iyav Sheshosak, Nidon Bi Yisurin, the Mordechai the Gevart from Chaim Shmulevitz. What's the Midah Kenegel that he got such Yisurin, Iyav? You mentioned him before, Grand, huh? Shasan? What's the Pshat? Because, you know, when it hurts, what's the scream? The Moshel, Shnayim Oichas in the Talis. And one of them grabs it, so it's Shosak Vachakat Tzavach, he has to scream. Some Rishonim say he screams because he's in the Bezdin, he wants the Bezdin to see. But there's a pshat, even if it's not in front of Bezdin. If something bothers you, you're supposed to scream. I've said, put vei, shreifin. That was before in the Sunday. So, Eoy was supposed to scream because of this pain. How much was he screaming? All of the Yisurim that he got that's supposed to cause him that pain, that's when he heard what Pari is planning for the Yidden, that's when he should have made that Yishrai. That's the Midah Keneged Midah on Iyov. Vayimoreru es chayeyem. The Gros says that on Vayimoreru es chayeyem, the truck is Kadmava. Kadmava Ozla. Kadmava Ozla means, why did they go out forth? Why did they leave early? The Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. So why was it Kadmava Ozla? Why did they go out earlier? And for the record, Kadmava Ozla is Gematria 190. So why did they go out? That the Rabbanu Shlomo was chishev es haketz. The Rabbanu Shlomo was chishev the ketz. He took them out 109 relief from the 400 years. Because vayimorer was chayeyem. Vayimorer was chayeyem. And the Mordechai Gevurta, the Skarov says that, on one end it says that they were supposed to be for 400 years, and the Chazal say the cheshbon is from the times of Yitzchok's birth. On the other hand, it's because vayimorer was chayeyem. So he says, Mordechai, there's really two dinim. There was a din ba'avodim v'inu oisam for 400 years, and there was a din ba'eretz lehem for 400 years. Eretz lehem is already, you could say, is from latest Yitzchak, that they weren't exactly the eretz lehem yet. What's with ba'avodim v'inu oisam? That's what you have by Yomar Sayyid. The chishev esaketz, the Rabbi Yisrael wondrously worked it out that it's exact, the two cheshbonis, the 400 years from latest Yitzchak, together with the amount of extra miriris that shepherds it out that it comes exactly to 210, that's the chishev esaketz. And I heard from Adam Gadol, we say in Parshas Tzitzis, Asher Eitzesi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's an interesting remez. If you take them, the Gematria of Eschem is 461, and you take Eschem from Eretz Mitzrayim is Gematria 681. You take Eschem from Eretz Mitzrayim, you're left with 210. That's what they were left with. The Eibishter took us out from Eretz Mitzrayim. State the Hemshek of the Parsha. Vayelech ish mi beis levi, vayikach es bat levi. Amram, the father of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, married his aunt. Amram was an enekel of Levi, and he married Yecheved bat levi. He was noisei doidosoi. Frank the Ramban in Parshas Toldo, I've seen this idea many times. How did Amram marry doidosoi? The August used to keep the whole Torah. What was the heter that Amram married doidosoi? So the Ramban uses the yosoi, we used it other times. In Chutz La'aretz, they didn't keep the Torah. They kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Amram married Doidosa, was in Mitzrayim. That's the Ramban's Yisoid and Parshas told us. Rav Chaim, Yivalozhin and Nefesh HaChaim, we also spoke this out, we talked about this when Yaakov married two sisters. And we talked about it here when Amram was Moshe Doidosa. The Machzor. But Akoponim, the Nefesh HaChaim says that to create Klal Yisrael, far matan Torah, we make Cheshboinus. Noch matan, everything is Kashrut Tziva Hashem, and you're not allowed to make Cheshboinus. They made cheshbonis and then they made a mishkan. They deliberated dozens of times. It says there in the pesukim kasher tziva Hashem. But before it was possible to create, and knowing that this is how Klal Yisrael is to be created, Yaakov marries sisters, and knowing that this is how Klal Yisrael is supposed to be redeemed by the Hashias Yisrael, Moshiach Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu knows. Everyone knows that this is supposed to happen through Yocheved. He understands. Shteitach in the Torah that that's how it happens. So that's how he was able to noisei daydasa. But there's an interesting shaila. We're asking that the office kept the whole Torah. What was the head of Amri Daidasai? And we're answering it was either a chutz la'aretz or koydim on Torah, and then they didn't keep the whole Torah. Oh, but the pella is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Minches says that a ben noyach is also asur to marry Daidasai. So if they were a ben noyach, they kept it as b'nei noyach. One of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach is arayis. And there's different gedorim for a ben noyach, what's considered arayis. But a ben noyach is asur to marry Daidasai. The Gemara asks the kasha. I'm differentiating the two questions. We talked before about the Indian, which we discussed many times, that the Avos kept the whole Torah. But there's also Pashat, and a Ben Noach can't marry Daidasai. And the teretz to that is that Daidasai by Ben Noach is only if it's from the same father or the same mother. Yechid was the sister of Amram's father. Yes, but not from the same mother. She was a Bas Levi, and Amram's grandfather was Levi, but it's from a different mother. Yecheved was, Yecheved's mother was Oysa. It's in Pashas Pinchas. It says the names of all the Shvatim and the ones that went out, and it says, Asher Yolda Oysa Lulevi B'Mitzrayim. And the Baskan, it says, her name was Oysa. Asher Yolda Oysa Lulevi B'Mitzrayim. Oysa, with a mapake. That was, anyways, that was Yecheved's mother's name. But Amram, the Gersh and Kosmerari, they were from a different mother. So therefore, after Ben Noyach Din, it's not considered the Dosset. I used to keep the whole Torah. So we said that to us. The Rambam in Hilchis Melachim Perek Tes, the Rambam writes, Al Shishas Borah Mitzvah Adam Harishon, and he brings the six mitzvot that Adam Harishon was Mitzvah, Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, Shpichas Damim, Arayis, Gezel Dinim, Hoytzef Aleihem Noyach, one extra one, the seventh one, Eivor Min Achai, Adam couldn't eat Basar B'chlal, but Noyach was Mitzvah, the seventh of the seven mitzvot B'nei Noyach, Eivor Min Achai. The Rambam continues in Hilchis Melachim, Avram Avinu was Moisef, Shachris, and Mila. Yitzchak was Moisif, Maisris, and Mincha. Yaakov Avinu was Moisif, Gilanoshe, and Tfilas Meir. There's a Metaramam skips that says Yehuda was Moisif Yibam, that's a Bazundar Shmuz, where the Yibam of Yehuda was taka, a tikkun of the Etzah Mitzvah of Yibam, or it's Koydam Antiridik and Musig. It's a Machlokes Rishayim. The Rambam says, hold that, it's a Koydam Musig. It's not mentioned here. The Rambam then continues. Uvim Mitzrayim Mitzvahu Al Yidei Amram Mitzvahs Yisayros Shabu Moshe Rabbeinu when he was Mashlim Kol Terukul. And the Mepharshim grapple, what are these Mitzvahs Yisayros that Amram was Mechadish? So there's a Pshan of the Achroinim that Amram was Mechadish Kedushin and Geirishin and Machzeh Grushosei also is in Yonim, because Amram Machzeh Grushosei is a problem, Taka, because he was Mechadish, he married Yecheved, he divorced her, and then they said your Gzeirus Kosh Mishal Paris, so he took her back. Now, you're allowed to be Machzeh Grushosei if she didn't get married in between. But to Mabel the Gazach, it's Mavur, in the Targum Yonison, that when Amram divorced Yecheved, she in fact went to marry somebody else. Gazach. Amram, the God of Lador, is telling Avek that everyone has to get divorced and now get married, and he divorces his wife, Taka, and so does everyone else, but she gets married to someone. Probably who didn't have kids. And maybe then, maybe Amram is telling on, if you already have kids, you should get divorced. Vinitvi, or Yecheved, was also his wife, but she was also his aunt. You know, she's from a free of the Kedar. She got married, and she gave birth in that interim to Eldor and Medot. Eldor and Medot are Moshe's half brother, Menahem. And then he was Machzeh Grushosei. Why was he Machzeh Grushosei? Teretz is because he was it was in Chutz La'aretz. They don't keep the whole Torah. Amram was Moshe's mitzvah. So keep track. He was Moisef Kedushin and Gerushin. He wasn't Moisef the Isser of Machshasa. That not. And he was Machshasa Grushasa. Now not everyone learns like that. There are those that learn that Pakar Eldon and Moisef were Moisef Rabbeinu's half-brother from Amram. Amram had kids from a different wife called Eldon. And there's other sheets that Eldon and Moisef are someone else, not Moisef Rabbeinu's half-brother. But if it's from Yecheved, and it's from Yecheved in the interim period, so he was Machshasa Grushasa. How is he Machshasa Grushasa? Because it was Chutz La'aretz. Because Machzeh Grushosei Misha Nistas, Yecheved in the interim married someone else. Actually, it says who it was. She married Elitzofen ben Parnoch, and they had Eldad and Medad. And then he takes her back because it's Machzeh Grushosei. And the Megal Amukah says, Marvel, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was born from an Esuan that was from a Machzeh Grushosei, and the Heter is Machzeh Grushosei. In Eretz Yisrael, Kenner. Moshe Rabbeinu was born Vateira Oisoi Ki Toivu. There's a pshat Vateira Mila is an ois. She saw that his ois was Toiv. Toiv means that he was already Noilad Mohul. And Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the whole house was lit up. It was Oira. And of course, there's a famous Teferis Yisrael in the Pirush on the Mishnayos at the end of the Masechta Kedushin that brings a story that a lot of Gedolei Achronim came very out against. It brings a story that there was a certain person in the times when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim that was able to be mispakel and tzir, the mus of a person, and be able to be mavchin his tchunas and his midos. And someone brought a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu to this person, and he said he has all kinds of midos, mishchosos and rois. And they came and confronted Moshe Rabbeinu with this, that maybe he's a charlatan, maybe it's not true. And he said, no, it is true. And the arbet of zich. And a lot of Achronim came to argue on this, that no, Moshe Rabbeinu was not toivu, and it's not true. But for the Muslim part, that yeah, everyone can make it and change. It's a vada, good their hair. Whether it applies to Moshe Rabbeinu was a big pumas when that pirush came out from the first. State the hemshich, and Bati Bas Pari sees him, and Yochevet says maybe we should get a meinekes min ha'ivriyos, right? He didn't want to be meinik from a nochris. It's on the other day. It's in Pei Aleph. The Ramah says that it's preferable if his wife can't be meinik the child himself, to find a meinekes that's Jewish. It's preferable not to use a meinekes that way, because they get the milk from the goita. When the baby is going to grow and get the milk of a goita, it's going to be moiled and tevara, and it's not good. Pashta is for cipher baby boy, cipher baby girl. So where the Gemara says in Soita, Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't want to be yoinik. The Gemara's lashon is pesa also the davar mashchina should be yoinik from a goita, can't be. So the Mefarshim tell Shteito that Rabbeinu was a bezundere Indian because he's pesha also the davar mashchina. That's why not. How do you tell it too that's a makor for this halacha? The grush tells to that Gemara for this halacha that bechlal every Yiddish can shouldn't be mainly from a goita because of that. Fakaret, it's state by Moshe Rabbeinu states. Yeah, the pshat is poshet. Yeah, the tire Yiddish yingle megla kin. First of all, pesha osla davar mashchina. Efen tof abba mitzia and malern shnayim tof fekoyin. This is pesha osla davar mashchina. This is medavar mashchina. On the other hand, it's interesting. So Chanaruch over there says that even if you don't have a shchina and you have a meinekes, no, if your wife can't be meinek and you get a different meinekes, it says make sure that the meinekes doesn't eat non-kosher food, even if she's a Yisraelis. Meaning, even if you're talking, we're careful to get a meinekes Yisraelis, make sure that she only eats kosher food. And that's Mamash Apelah, the Mefarshim Shtel. Of course, she's Jewish. She can't eat not kosher food. So they say, maybe if we see she's sick and she has to eat it for Pekuach Nefesh, it's better. She shouldn't be made. The Baal HaTorah Tamima changed the girsa in Shulchan Aruch. And he says, the girsa is, the chain, like Teichel HaMeinek, is not kosher food. Afilu if it's a nachas. Meaning, even if Bales Breri, you're using a goyish HaMeinek. Chach, make sure that she doesn't eat not kosher food. Not even if it's a Yisrael. Even if it's a goy. The Hemshech, the Parshi, have Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Mara of the Sneh. According to some of Farshim, the Chaim V'loshin learns like that, that by this Mara Nevuah of the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Kabbal, the Dargo of Aspachlari HaMe'iro. The Chaim V'loshin explains that by the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Rabbanim Shlomo, Moshe, Moshe, and it says Moshe, Moshe without a psik, not like it says by Avram or Yaakov, Yaakov. It's because Moshe Rabbeinu was in Gans in the Kabbal here, the Dargo of Aspachlari HaMe'iro. And he even explains, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Shal me'alecha me'al raglecha, Rav Chaim V'loshin explains, Sayin nefesh achayin, and Sayin ruach achayin. In more than one place, the goof of a person is the now to his neshama. A neshama of a person is roishay magiyah shamayim, it's not just, your neshama is not just where the goof is, like the shoe, the lowermost part of the neshama. It's the kisoy for the lowermost part of the neshama. Moshe Rabbeinu was of such a madregi, the Rabbi Nishlan was saying, Shal me'alecha, separate yourself from your goof. Be mispashet to the ruchni ki'ilu, and then you'll be able to be mastered the nevuah of Aspachlari HaMe'iro, because as the Rambam explained, that the whole concept of nevuah, of why do we all have nevuah, because the guf and the mitzvahs of gashmias is mechoitzit. The more you're mafrid that gashmias, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was onav mikol adam, he was able to be mastered the Rabbi Nishlam, and Mr. Rabbi Nishlam is malich alaretz kevayde. That is nevuah, he's here. Here, yeah, but our hasoga of it is mugbal because of the mechitza of the guf. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Shalom Alecha, here's where he received the Madrega of Aspachlari HaMe'iro. Other Mefarshim learned that Aspachlari HaMe'iro only, Moshe Rabbeinu reached that level by Matan Torah. But Rav Chaim V'loshin learned that it was ready by the Sneh. V'hini HaSneh boyer be'esh, v'asneh inenu ukol. The Mefarshim explained about the Sneh. On one hand, the Sneh was representing Ima Yanoichi B'tzorah of the Golis. That don't worry, even though it's burning and burning, and the Yidden are in Mitzrayim now, they'll be able to get out of the Golis. On the other hand, the Eish of the Sneh is representing of the Torah. Sneh is the Lashon of Sinai. Ritzon Shoichni Sneh. It says by the Brach of Yosef, it's going on Sinai. So the Sneh has two mamish opposite ends of it. On one hand, it's showing the Eish of Golus and survival in Eish of Golus. On the other hand, it's representing the Eish of Torah. And vice versa, it's not a stira, fakert. That's why it says by Yosef the Brach of Ritzon Shoichni. Yosef is the one that has the koyach to stand out through the golas. Yosef represents that inyan. And the truth is, that darga, that a person could be close to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, afilu bara, that he could be shaykh and close to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, it's yitochin and a certain mechana that maybe even more than by Matan Torah. Dafka, the kirva of Ima Yerechi Vitzara, is a bezundra madrega. That person has kirva sashem dafka there. That's what Sneh represents. On one hand, it's representing Sinai, but on one hand, it's representing the Ima Elohi Vitzara, which again could even be a Fahekhara Madre. And by the Sneh, the Rabbi Shalom tells him this Nevuah, Eya Asher Eya. Ayasher Ayah 21. It's one of the Shemesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rashbam over here in the Pirush on Chumash says that he wants to say a big Yesoid, and he says it's a Soid, and since it's a Soid, he only writes it in Atbash, and therefore he doesn't write it regularly. He writes it in remnants of Atbash. I don't know if you have the Pirush Rashbam on the Torah, but what he writes in Atbash, if you translate it, is that we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yudke Vovke, but the Etzem B'Mahus, the name is Eye, which is that shame of 21. 21 times 2 is already the Mem Beis we spoke at the beginning, the Mem Beis is the Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 21 times 3, that's already 63, that's the letters of the Shvatim with the letters of the Avos. The Avos Alein, the Rosh Hashanah, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is 21. In Tefillin, in our Tefillin, it says Yud Kei Vav Kei 21 times in the Shal Yad and 21 times in the Shal Rosh. Altogether, pack of 42. 1 times 21, Eya Asher Eya, is Gematria Emes. All of this licked in this shame that Abish is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. But then the Rabbeinu Shlom says that Zeh Shmi L'Oilom V'Zeh Zichri L'Dor Dor. Shtein Tikkuni Zoyar, Shmi and Zichri. Shmi is 350. Plus Yud K, plus the first half of the Shem Yud K, 365 connected to 365 Lavin in the Torah. And Zichri, plus the Vav Hei of the second half of the Shem, is 248. That says, the Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zesh Zichri, is Meshach Shaychi to the Tariyah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'erai Sechadu. Now, Be'etzim, the snare, like we said, was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam showing Moshe Rabbeinu the Baishan, the Golas. That's the etzem what Eya means. It's a word in the Alpidiptik that's saying what was is going to be. It's mechaber from the Ovar to the Osid. And it says even if it's Tsoris and it looks like it's Shrek, but really from there is coming the growth. And a gevaldik marshal for that is the etzem Zriya. We said that by Sefer Bereshis and then Sefer Shemois, you have the Zriya and then you have the Tzmicha. The etzem when you're Zriya, something in the ground, the etzem it looks like you're doing a kilkul. You take a seed, which the etzem has chiyus of the tree or the plant or the thing you want to grow, and you put it in Dred, and the first thing that happens when it's in Dred is that it gets ruined and moldy and verschimmelt. And some people think that it happens by itself. But the Rabbeinu Shlomo makes a koyach that after it's miskalkil underneath, from there comes the tzmicha. And that means it's a pillow when it's taka tzemeach back. Someone knows a little bit about rocket scientism. The koyach, the force of energy that's required for that seedling to break through the ground and come out is more than what a rocket ship needs to break out of gravity. And it happens. But it happens dafka mikoyach the shverkeit. It's niskalka and goes for a long time in the air, but from there is going to come the tzmicha. This was what the Eish was saying by the snare of Eya Asher Eya. And the Rabbi Shalom is telling them to tell Moshe Rabbeinu to come save the Yidden. But Moshe Rabbeinu was worried because what about Biram? So the Rabbi Shalom tells him not to worry. And Chazal teach us that they didn't die, But rather, they became aniyim. And the Gemara brings from here that, that arba chashuvim kemeis, oni, a mitzoyra, a suma, and misha ein loy bonin. And over here, it doesn't mean that they died, but it means that they became aniyim. Now, the Eves says, no, how do you know that they didn't die? Because the lush, maybe they died for pshuta. It's a murder to gazach. The lush, they were showing them on Seder, they say other people, but the lush of the pasuk is, kimeisu kol ha'anoshim ha-mevakshim es nashech. Ha-mevakshim is hoive. They're dead. Then it's meisu kol ha'anoshim asher bikshu es nashech. Teretz says, no, they're still mevakshim es nashech. It means they're alive. They're mevakshim es nashech. But don't be worried, because they're ki'ilu dead, because they're aniyim. Reading the Rishonim in the Dorim, the person of the Zohar, a lot of Rishonim they tell, how did Chazal know that they became aniyim? Again, we were moist at the Dik. It can't be that they mamish that state mevakshim. But how do you know aniyim? We have three other options: Metzoyra, Misha, and Lebonim. And it's not found that the Gemara picked one out. If you look at the Gemara in the Dorim, the Samach Dal, the Gemara brings Mekoyres for the four concepts that Oni, Metzoyra, Suma, Misha, and Lebonim. Suma is from Bemechashak and Hashivani Kimeis the Oilom. Mitzoyer is, the pasuk says, Al not tehi kameis. Einle bonim is, she says, Havali bonim amai meis anoichi. And then the Gemara says, then how do you know an oni is choshev kameis? From over here, by Dothan Vavirim, that it says, they should call on Moshe, Mama Vaxen, that's not Shecha. And they had become a niyim, must be oni is choshev kameis. What's the right? Maybe they became a Mitzoyer, maybe they became Suma, and the Einle bonim, they lost their bonim. You can't say, grab the picked one out of the four. The makar for the niyim one is from here. Obviously, none of the other pshatim would have went. So Ran says, because it can't be they became a Mitzoyerim, because it says later they were b'soicha eda, ene anoshim ahem, they were b'soicha eda. And it says they were the care of Kol Yisrael, so they can't be mitzayir, and it can't be suma, because it says ha'ene hu anoshim ahem. It says they weren't blind. Elamai, maybe they were, but they got nisrapah by Matan Torah. It can't be, because even though they were nisrapah by Matan Torah, by the eagle, it came back. So it can't be that. Aye, maybe it's eloi bonim. So the Ran says eloi bonim is can't be a pshat. It's not going to be a reason why they're suddenly not dangerous. Aniyim is going to say that they're not going to have power now to attack you. So it's interesting. Zach, Toysen Avodah Zorah says different. He goes straight to the point. He says, money's everything. He says, it can't be that they were Aniyim, Mitzrayim, or Suma, or Ein Lebanu. Because that wouldn't protect Moshe Rabbeinu. They can still attack him. They have money. They say, Ran Vice says they were a Mitzrayim or a Suma. That already would also, that would prevent them. They're blind, they're Mitzrayim, they lost their power. Zokta, no, that can't be, because we have biyukim. It says, it says biyukim. Ein lebon, taki the Ran says, yeah, that's not going to prevent. And Tosfos Avodah Zarah argues, money's everything. You have to say aniyim hayu, and that explains that they can't. Ad nisva aniyim hayu, suma mitzvah nishter. That was the machloikis in the taicha that. The cholifin, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, meisu kol ha'anoshim, the Meshech Chochma, and in Rosh Hamechitas. You see from here a big yisoy that if they wouldn't have died, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be mechuyev. It's a whole shayla. Why not? Lechayev, it's only suffix sakana, and you have to have a tzolihar of klal yisrael. You have to know the gedorim. Are you mechuyev yourself into a suffix sakana to save someone? So you have to know this rise. The kind of lekana. But over here they make one of the diukim that they say that the rabbi yisrael was preemptively mesu kol anoshim, that they're not dangerous like upon their aniyim. Vayisoy, if not, itaka would have been. There's a big masumat about that in the achronim. Good.